ahead of schedule for the time certain at 9:45. I do see a firefighter in the back. Are you here for 766?
Yes.
So if you could please read 766, we'll take that. That was pulled off the consent agenda. If that's okay with you, Commissioner.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oops. 766, authorize a purchase order with Skeeter Brush Trucks, LLC, for the purchase of 3 wildland brush trucks for a not-to-exceed amount of $700,000.
And I believe Mr. Lightning pulled this. Would you like to come and tell us your concerns, or would you like to have the staff presentation first? Okay, so if you could come forward and do a presentation, thank you. And I appreciate you being right on hand so that we can take care of this now.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Jay Guo, Senior Business Operation Manager for Portland Fire Rescues. So today with me is Fire Marshal.
Good morning. My name is Nate Takar. I'm the Fire Marshal of Portland Fire and Rescue.
So we are here to present an ordinance requesting council's authorization for purchase of 3 brass units from Skeeter Brush Truck Company. This vendor is selected from Houston Calverson Area Council's cooperative purchase agreement that can be used by other government. The purchase amount is total of $700,000, which are entirely funded by the 2010 GO bond, public safety GO bond. So that's kind of, any questions?
Not sure what the concern is, but if you could stand it. Does anybody on the council have questions? If you could take a seat and we'll ask Mr. Lightning to come and tell us his concerns, questions.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the concerns I had, again, is just on, in my opinion, when we have items in excess of $500,000, everything should go on the regular agenda and not on the consent agenda. The public needs to have a better understanding on what we are purchasing. And one of the things I just wanted to ask on these wild brush trucks is, do we currently have these type of trucks owned by the city? And again, what I want to see on the, if we do, on the current trucks that would probably be taken out of service, I want to make sure these are not donated to any nonprofits, given to any nonprofits. I want to see these put up for auction and the money go back into the funds at the fire department. I don't like to see anything given away. I don't think the city should be giving away any type of vehicles. And basically, I wanted to have a clear understanding on that. By purchasing these vehicles now, will we be, like I say, taking out of commission current vehicles, and how many? Thank you.
Thank you. And if you'd like to come and respond to that. I will say, in response to the first point you made, Mr. Lightning, that Mayor Wheeler has not set a council rule of anything over 500,000 goes on regular agenda yet. Certainly something that he and his staff might consider.
Okay, about the reserve. So our replacement criteria is for frontline fire apparatus is 15 years or 120,000 miles mileage.
And the question is, we own some already, do we?
Yeah, so these 3 are due for replacement over 15 years, and we always kind of put into reserve for another 5 years before we either donate most to other smaller fire department that don't have that kind of equipment. So, and if no, then we just go with a surplus process with the state, surplus process for sale. But usually the price is very low, so not worth much money. So,
and do we have any idea where the the three that we are taking out of service are going to go to at this point?
Those are still in the reserve first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they go to fire companies within Oregon or elsewhere?
We most are in the local in Oregon State, but we do have other, like go to Mexico, like fire engine and truck for sister city.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And council discussion? Please call the roll. It's an non-emergency. Missed your second reading next week. Thank you. And now it's 7:40.